I remember. I read an intriguing article recently about scientists that are doing cutting-edge research on how memory works. Their focus is not the typical one on why memory loss occurs, but rather on why memory exists at all. In other words, these researchers are trying to discover what the mechanism is that holds and releases memories. We've all had the experience of remembering events, names, or faces from our daily life, but usually we take this ability for granted. I often enjoy trying to recall some trivial piece of information that I can't quite access in my mind. If I sit quietly for a period of time, I sense a spark of energy, a neural impulse starting to surface and move from the subconscious into the conscious realm. Then, like a light turning on in my brain, the answer presents itself in a calm, joyful manner, as if to say, ta-da! Sometimes our memories can even predate our present incarnation and reflect experiences from past lives. Perhaps we meet someone new and feel an instant affinity with them, or we visit a place for the first time and have the feeling that we've been there before. There are many documented cases of children clearly remembering from a past incarnation details which, when researched, have proven to be true. Paramahansa Yogananda writes on the first page of Autobiography of a Yogi, I find my earliest memories covering the anachronistic features of a previous incarnation. Clear recollections came to me of a distant life, a yogi amidst the Himalayan snows. These glimpses of the past, by some dimensionless link, also afforded me a glimpse of the future, end quote. The most important use of memory, then, lies not in summoning up trivial facts, but in remembering the inner journey that we've traveled thus far to find God. It's good to meditate on why you were drawn to the spiritual path and on the associations you recall from the past. Though we may not consciously remember the connection, the guru-disciple relationship is eternal and guides us from lifetime to lifetime. By evoking this connection, we can draw on our past spiritual development to strengthen our future growth. Though I had had no conscious memory of a connection with my guru, Yoganandaji, once I read his autobiography, I never looked elsewhere for spiritual guidance. Some deeper than conscious memory has held me to his teachings for the past 55 years, and I am increasingly aware that this has been my ordained path for many lifetimes. One of the most powerful episodes from the autobiography is when Lahiri Mahashaya, a householder working as an accountant for British in India, is transferred to a remote outpost in the foothills of the Himalayas. Wandering in the hills above Raniket one day, he hears someone calling his name and climbs up to a clearing dotted with caves. There he sees a radiant young man standing before him. Lahiri's narrative continues, quote, Lahiri, surely this cave seems familiar to you. As I maintained a bewildered silence, the saint approached and struck me gently on the forehead. At his magnetic touch, a wondrous current swept through my brain, releasing the sweet seed memories of my previous life. I remember! My voice was half choked with joyous sobs. You are my guru Babaji, who has belonged to me always. Scenes of the past arise vividly in my mind. Here in this cave, I spent many years of my last incarnation. As ineffable recollections overwhelmed me, I tearfully embraced my master's feet, end quote. Memory can play a vital role in our search for liberation. Patanjali, the ancient authority on yoga, describes spiritual awakening as smriti, memory. We need to remove from our mind the obscuring fog of present identities, such as being a man, a woman, an American, or an Indian. Swami Kriyananda wrote, quote, "These waves of outward involvement need to be stilled. Once they become calm, one's eternal reality is remembered at last," end quote. It's strange to think that what we've been seeking has always been within us, the memory of who and what we really are. Yogananda described self-realization as, quote, "the knowing in all parts of body, mind, and soul that you are now in possession of the kingdom of God, that you do not have to pray that it come to you, that God's omnipresence is your omnipresence, and that all you need to do is improve your knowing," end quote. As we improve our knowing, the moment will come when we too will exclaim, "I remember." With gratitude for this path to freedom, Nayaswami Devi. Well, friends, this is quite an important topic and theme, because by working with our memory, not just for trivial facts, as I said, but to try to feel deeply within us the steps that we have walked on the spiritual path, perhaps in many different religions, many different customs and ways of worshiping. I remember one time, some years ago, it was a rather strange experience. I was sitting meditating, and at a certain point, my hands were resting on my thighs, as we've been taught for the correct yoga position, meditation position. And when I opened my eyes and I looked down at my hands, I was so surprised to see that the skin on my hands was white. What I was feeling was an identity, honestly, of a Buddhist monk. And I was expecting to see very tan hands resting on my legs. But it just took a moment, and then it was gone. But these little memories, these touches that we have been seeking God for a long time, long time. And it gives you confidence. One can say, well, if you've been seeking it so long and you haven't found him, but we've been, then maybe it doesn't work. But finding God is something, there's so much karma to untangle. There's so many paths that we must walk on, challenges we must face. But just to feel the momentum behind you, that's one of the blessings of memory, of past spiritual efforts. Feel that a deep sincerity, that we are not just this life where we started out and maybe didn't even have much spiritual interest. I know I didn't really for many years. It wasn't that I was against it. It wasn't in my conscious interest. But then when I read Autobiography, that was the seed. And that little seed has grown and grown over the years, as Christ says, like leavening in bread, like yeast in bread. And it's just continued to grow. And I remember once years ago, Swami was hosting another spiritual teacher. It happened to be a man called Yogi Bhajan, who started the 3HO Association, spiritual group. And so Swami was having him over for lunch. It was an all-community meal. And I was serving their table, the table that Swami and Yogi Bhajan were sitting at, and I was serving them from behind. And Swami at one point leaned over to Yogi Bhajan, and he said, "Look at all these young people. They're so sincere and they're so dedicated. They've clearly been disciples of Yogananda in the past. And he was, and of course I was right there, so I heard what he said. And I'm sure it didn't mean much to Yogi Bhajan, but I suspect that Swami was meaning it for me to hear, that we have been with him. Master's path is a path of for people who really want liberation. And to find a path of this caliber means you have been seeking for a long time, many lifetimes. So where do we go from here? More and better. Let's do everything we can to build on the past, make the present dynamic, and long for the future where there will be no more separation between us and God. God bless you.